You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Home is what you make it.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father, send your Son Jesus into our hearts and your love into our homes, that we may be compassionate to one another, showing kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Help us, God, to make our homes pleasant places, filled with your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen. Someone has said, what's wrong with the world begins and ends with the family. As families go, so goes the world. That puts quite a load on the family. It is a load the family was intended to bear. Family life, whatever form it takes in any particular culture, is the most important single factor in the preservation of human society. As a drop of water is to the ocean, so is the individual family to the whole human family. If that drop of water is polluted, and other little drops of water are polluted with it, eventually the whole sea will be polluted. When family life begins to break down all over the place, the fabric of human society is torn and begins to go to pieces. This is a crucial fact of life all over the world today. A survey of homes in the United States indicates that about 25% of those homes can be classified as unhappy. About 50% are just so-so. That leaves about 25% which may be thought of as more or less happy homes. Homes do not have to be unhappy. Home is what you make it. If the people in that home of yours are bitter and resentful, that's the way the home will be. The home itself is not the problem. The people are. In this world of ours, people are not naturally happy. I know that statement runs counter to a lot of things that have been said and written by sociologists and anthropologists. Some of them have been taken in by the happy savage theory that people allowed to live in their primitive state without the influence of advanced culture are more happy than those who are always trying to keep up with the Joneses. The facts actually run counter to the theory. I myself have had the privilege of observing the peoples of many countries firsthand. Some of them do their work with the most advanced machinery, and others work their fields by hand with implements used in that place for the last 1,000 years. Things are different from one place to the next, but they all have one problem in common: themselves. Home is important to all of them. And all will agree that home is what you make it. Nobody is going to do that for you. If you are dissatisfied, restless, selfish, and disloyal, that's the kind of home you will make. If your home is unhappy, where people do not care about each other, that's the kind of world you are helping to build. That's the logic of history. It is almost inescapable. If there is no possibility of escape from the inexorable facts of history, if people cannot be changed, there is no hope for our world. Maybe that's why people all over the world are talking today about an imminent breakdown of human society. They see no possibility of stopping this headlong rush into spiritual, moral, and even physical bankruptcy, which is so evident in the homes of our world. When the family goes, everything goes. People today see everything going to pieces. Despite all the talk about peace for a generation, I don't see that happening. People are too selfish, too self-centered, too much bent on achieving their own ambitions to let something like that happen. Man is too sinful to save himself from his own destructive desires. If that sounds pessimistic, it is. There is no good ground for being optimistic about man when he is left to his own devices. Left to their own devices, people are going to keep on doing what they have been doing. The truce in Southeast Asia is not going to change that, human nature being what it is. If there were no possibility for changing human nature, I would be a complete pessimist. The only hope I see for man, for people throughout this world of ours, is the grace of God. I am optimistic about the grace of God. It has proved that it can change people. It has, and it will. I see the grace of God in Jesus Christ. He is the grace of God, dying as he did with no thought of himself, offering himself as a sacrifice for the life of the world, paying the price for human sin. Because of his sacrifice, God forgives human sin for the sake of that very human son of his, the living embodiment of the nature of God and the grace of God toward every man everywhere in this wide world of ours. It is possible for people to be changed by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It happens all the time. Through faith in Jesus Christ, people become human again, living with their Creator and with one another in amicable harmony. In fact, that's the test of whether a man has faith in God or not, if he lives in harmony with God and man. Talking to people of God who have faith in Him because they know Jesus Christ, trust Jesus Christ, and love Jesus Christ, St. Paul said, "You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. Therefore, you must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be helpful to one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive each other the same way that the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity." When you think about it, that's the stuff the human family needs. It's what makes home life a happy life. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Parents need it, and so do children. St. Paul said it's not too much to expect from people whose lives have been changed by the grace of God. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. That's grace, his grace. Therefore, you must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, being helpful to one another and forgiving one another. Whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else, you must forgive one another in the same way that the Lord has forgiven you. Family life has its ups and downs, just as people have their ups and downs. People have their pride, which has to be overcome. People have their despair, from the depths of which they need to be brought back. Faith in Christ does something for people. With faith in Him, the hills are brought low and the valleys built up. Life keeps coming back to an even keel. With faith in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, as a constantly steadying influence. A happy home doesn't come about naturally. It takes work. Real, honest-to-goodness work. It takes hard work. It takes hard work on the part of people who have faith. Home is what you make it. That takes practice, said St. Paul. And practice makes perfect. The ingredients of a good home are the product of God's grace, as St. Paul said. But you've got to work at it all the time. It takes work to be a compassionate person. It takes work to show kindness. It takes work to maintain an attitude of humility. It takes work to develop the art of gentleness. And it takes work to learn patience. There's a verse in Psalm 127 that says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. I believe that. Without the grace of God, nothing will happen. By the grace of God, people are changed. When they work at anything, something happens. They do not labor in vain. That takes work. With faith that God cares and God forgives. Good, solid faith in God. And good, solid work to build a new life. Go very well together. The compassion of God makes for real compassion on the part of people who know God. The kindness of God makes for real kindness on the part of people who love God. In Jesus Christ, God's Son, we learn what it means to have genuine humility, to practice gentleness, to exercise patience. That's God's way. And it is the way of God's people. It's the stuff of which real family life is made. He loved you and chose you for His own. Therefore, you must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be helpful to one another and forgive one another. Whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else, you must forgive each other. In the same way that the Lord has forgiven you. Happy homes don't just happen. Home is what you make it. Happy homes are the result of God-directed work with forgiveness at the heart of the whole business. People don't just get married and live happily ever after. It doesn't work that way. No human relationship is ever perfect. No family is without frustrations and disappointment. Every family has disagreements. All of us need to remember who we are. We need forgiveness. And family life is not possible without forgiveness from one to another. Parents need to forgive their children. And children need to forgive their parents. Forgive one another, said St. Paul, whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. That's a piece of very practical advice, and that takes work. How often we are guilty of hurting the ones we love. We do it without thinking. We need to think, and that takes work. It is important that children listen to their parents, and it is also important that parents listen to their children. That takes a lot of compassion, a lot of kindness, a lot of humility, a lot of gentleness, and a great deal of patience. Many good people are a lot more gentle, a lot more kind, a lot more considerate, and a lot more patient with their business associates or with their classmates than they are at home with their own families. How often doesn't it happen that parents and children save their hostilities until they get home, showering them upon each other, as if the people at home can take them a lot better than the people outside the home. That's not the way to make a happy home. Happy homes take the same kind of hard work as life away from home. Home is what you make it. Compassion is an important part of happy home life. Compassion is love in action. Without love, all of us are plants without water. Plants without water just wither away. All of us need some appreciation. Without appreciation of some kind or other, life is just not worth living. That's the stuff home life is designed to supply. That requires kindness, gentleness, and patience. It also requires forgiveness. Forgiveness has to be given. It is not something to be earned. Nobody has earned the forgiveness of God. He has to give it out of pure grace. That same grace is very much needed in family life today. Parents have to learn the grace of forgiveness, giving it out of the goodness of their hearts. Children have to learn the grace of forgiveness, giving it out of the goodness of their hearts to their parents and to one another. All of us have to learn forgiveness from God. Where else can you learn it? That's why God is so important in a happy family life. You must forgive each other in the same way that the Lord has forgiven you, said St. Paul. That's the beginning of dignity in human life. Forgiveness from God, freely extended out of His pure grace. And forgiveness, freely extended to one another in the most human of all human situations, life in a human family. A pastor told me that he had asked the boys and girls in his confirmation class to state three positive things about themselves. Out of a number of answers, three were somewhat different from the rest. Here's one. I haven't got any good qualities. There aren't any good things about me. One boy wrote, in answer to all three questions, nothing. There was nothing good about him at all. He didn't have anything positive that he could say about himself at all. Where did the boy get that? Probably from his parents. They never had anything good to say about him. Nothing good that they could do for him. All of us must say, in all honesty, we are sinners. But there isn't a man alive that cannot say he has been forgiven by God. There's one good thing that we all have from him. I have it, and so have you. All of us ought to have experienced that from our parents. If we haven't, we've missed something. For all of us who are parents, there's one thing we can give to our children: forgiveness. We are not going to have it to give unless we have been given it ourselves. We are not going to have it to give unless we have received it from God ourselves. A man told me that he visited the Mint in Denver, Colorado, and saw about 45 gold bricks on the floor in the shape of a triangle. The sign in front of those gold bricks said that they were worth over $1 million. No single person listening to me today is worth anything at all without the forgiveness of God. With His forgiveness, every single man or woman or boy or girl listening to me today is worth more than all of those 45 bricks. He's worth more than 45,000 of those gold bricks. God has a tremendous investment in each one of us, the investment of His Son, with all of the forgiveness in the world that there is in the death of His great Son. God loves. His love is boundless. In that love, no single person in this world of ours is worthless. That's the kind of love we need in our human families. It brings everything together again. That's the way the love of God works. That's the way love works everywhere. To all of these, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness, St. Paul said, add love. To all of these, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Love is like adhesive. It's like glue. It ties everything together. The most important thing parents can give to their children is love. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. The most important thing a mother can bring to her family is love for the father of those children. The most important thing these two people can do together for their children is to show them love. And the most important thing those children can do for their parents is to show them love. Nothing makes a better home for children than love. And nothing makes a better home for father and mother than the love of their children. Love binds all things together in perfect unity. Love works. The love of God works for us. The love of God works in us to make things happy around the human family. Love works that way everywhere. It has got to go to work, even though it takes work to make a home. Home is what you make it in love. A young pastor in one of the big cities of the world told me recently that he was attacked by a group of young men who wanted to mug him. He said, "Wait a minute. I love you. Let's talk this over." Those muggers never got a bigger shock in their whole lives, I guess. They looked at him, turned around, and walked away. They didn't expect that, because our world does not expect love. In a real home, you can expect love that binds all things together in perfect unity. It binds all the people together in perfect unity. It does that when the love of God is in it, and the love of people who love God. This is not just talk. It works. It works for people who are not afraid to work at it. It works when people say with determination, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." They serve him as they treat one another with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love. That takes a lot of faith in God and a lot of good, hard work. Home is what you make it. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.